This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
So this time of year, the Bravo folks, many of which I like, some I don't, that's fine, but many I do. They're very good when it comes to this Christmas stuff. They have parties like every night. And one of my favorites, if not my favorite, from Real Housewives of New Jersey of any of the Housewives series is Margaret Josephs, married, of course, to the great Joe Beningo. She's got a huge Margaret Josephs holiday spectacular later on tonight. It reads on the invitation, Marge, ready for this? Get ready to deck the halls and jingle those balls. That said, here she is, my friend, the Marge, Margaret Josephs. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
Good morning, Sid. Are you jingling?
I'm jingling. Did you write that yourself, or was that written by one of your fancy people who work for you?
Well, it was written by Lexi because she's very clever.
Lexi's
a good jingler. Yeah.
I know Lexi very well. Good. Absolutely very, very funny. So, as I said, you know, you guys do a lot of stuff in and around town this time of year. I know, for example, Tony Oso and JL Blessings are handing out knapsacks today. That's something Dolores did for many, many years. Teresa's been out there doing a whole bunch of stuff. But you I think, are the busiest of all the women when it comes to doing things around the holiday season. So tell us specifically about this party tonight.
Well, tonight, I mean, obviously we've been doing a lot of charity things, but tonight's just a feel-good moment. We're calling it a holiday soiree with me. We have a great drag show with Mari Cummings. I'm telling great holiday stories with Ben Rimmelauer. It's at the Green Room 42, starting at 7 o'clock tonight. It's just a fun time. People could drink, they could eat, hear the Marge talk. Listen, I don't sing or dance. That's why I have Marty Cummings, but I tell a great story. I make people laugh, and that's going to be a really good time. So I want everybody to come. Just start the holidays right with the Marge. And Marge Sr. will be there, of course. Joe
Love
will
her.
Be there.
Yep.
And right after me, we have the fabulous Amy Phillips.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so the whole family's coming. The great Joe Beningo, your lovely mom. Now, where exactly is the Green Room 42, Marge?
It's on 42nd Street at the Yotel Hotel. It's on the second floor. And it's a great space. And it's, like, very cabaret-ish. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Listen, no one loves a drag queen more than the Marge. I mean...
hold on a second. Your husband is not a huge fan of that stuff. I know you know that.
No, he is, actually. He is. I mean, look at who he married.
That's true. You're right.
I mean, he goes to bed with someone who looks like a drag queen, and he wakes up with someone who looks like she's picking potatoes.
But
that's
funny.
Okay.
You are. Where does this come from? Where does this affinity, if you will, for drag queens and all that? Where'd that all start? I'm just curious, Margaret. Where'd that start?
Well, listen, I'm a very big part of the LGBTQ+ community, and drag is a great art form that I have always been a fan of, and the fabulosity of it all is just so impressive. The talent is so amazing. The work that goes into it, you would not believe it. I would love for you to come and see what goes into it because it's so amazing. And I'm just so impressed, and I just love it. Drag is just nothing but feel good and pure talent.
No, listen, at a party like you're going to be at tonight, I've been to those parties, and I like it. It's kind of fun. I don't want these people teaching my kids in school. This may be a subject you don't want to touch on here on my show this morning. But
no, I don't want to touch on that because we differ very greatly.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we're going into the holidays, Sid, and I'm going to come on your show another day, and we're going to have a very deep discussion.
Oh, we are? No, that scares the hell out of me. About what exactly,
Marge? It's showmanship.
Marge?
It's Broadway. It's showmanship. It's Broadway.
Right, now I get it. Like I said, at your party tonight, God bless them. Let them go crazy, but stay with my third grade students. But we'll talk about this later. You're right.
That's another day, lovey. And
yes.
You don't have kids in third grade. Your kids are in college.
I know, but they were in third grade one day. So were your kids. So, and I haven't forgotten what those days were like. Those were very, very tough days. And they're even tougher today for parents around this country. So, but again, we will discuss that later. But for folks that want to go to this party tonight, Marge, what is the easiest way to find out, getting tickets, that type of thing? Is it free?
No, it's not free, but the tickets are very reasonable, and you could go on greenroom42.com, thegreenroom42.com, to get your tickets. There's still tickets available, and it's cabaret seating. You could get a drink. You could get some food while you soiree with the March.
Now, tell me this. The next season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, I think Frank Catania told me this, is set to start sometime in February. Is that right?
I'm pretty sure it's the beginning of the year. I'm not exactly sure of the exact date.
Okay. And
but definitely the beginning of the year. And it's going to be a doozy. You're going to love it.
Well, I know that, like, last year, for example, right before Teresa got married, she got married last summer. We haven't seen the married Teresa and Louis since they were married, because last season ended, they weren't married just yet. But you were having a ton of issues with Teresa last year. Will that continue into this year, or you don't want to tell me?
You know what? I think we're in a better place, but it's definitely old school Jersey. It's going to be a great season. But I think that Teresa and I have mended some fences.
Okay.
I mean, respect each other. We don't always get along, but I think we respect each other's opinions.
You know, I will tell you that I don't know what the ratings are for these shows, Marge, but everybody I talk to, very anecdotal, I admit it, but everybody I talk to thinks that Real Housewives of New Jersey now far and away is the best one. I mean, New York is gone. Atlanta's really struggling. People haven't really accepted Dubai just yet. So when they talk about the OGs, the classic, it seems to me, and I hope Andy Cohen realizes this, that your show right now is the best of all the Housewives shows.
Oh, thank you. Well, we are definitely one of the top rated shows. I do know that. And I think because it's based on real friendships and family.
That's true. You guys really are real friends. A lot of you, at least. Some of you, not so much, but a lot of you.
That's true.
All right. So what time on the way out here? This is at the Green Room 42 later on tonight. Margaret Joseph's Holiday Spectacular. Take it from me. I've been out with Margaret many times. She is about as colorful, entertaining, fun, and lovely as it gets. Folks who want to go tonight, the easiest way to do it is what?
TheGreenRoom42.com to get your tickets. See me at 7 o'clock, 42nd Street. It's at the Yotel, second floor, and we'll have a great night.
All right.
So come and celebrate the holidays. Start it right.
Give my best to your husband and your mother, please.
I will. All right. Thanks so much.
Bye, sweetheart. All right, take care. Margaret Joseph's right there. The Green Room 42, Margaret Joseph's Holiday Spectacular. I think she's mad at me, so, because I said drag queens shouldn't teach third graders, and I feel that way no matter what she says. So.